The Guardian.
Like anyone who goes regularly to London's big restaurants, I expect great food, but excellent service is something altogether different. It's a paradox. The better it gets, the more invisible it becomes. I wanted to find out what's behind the flawless service in two of London's best restaurants, so I went to interview the maitre d's. But first, let's hear from American chef and food writer Anthony Bourdain, a man who, in his time, has been legendarily rude about the people front of house.
Well, the maitre d'hotel, the front of the house guy, was the star back in the day, and the shift has moved to the kitchen, which I think, obviously, I'm very happy about.
Well, my name is Fred Sieriex. I'm the general manager at Galvina Windows. I'm 38, and I've been running the restaurant and bar for the last 4 years now.
My name is John Andrews. My job title is a front of house manager at J. Cheeky Restaurant.
The hospitality is something that you have in your blood. You know, when I was a child, I remember my parents having friends around all the time. And it's something that we did, you know, and when my mom opened the door, you know, you take people coats, you know, you'd greet them, you were happy to see them, you give them a drink, you make them feel welcome straight away, and you'd be happy to be around them. And I think it's the same principle in a restaurant, you know, you want to make people happy.
A lot of it is performance. I guess maybe a lot of maitre d's are performers. You know, and there's a lot of theatre involved. There's temperaments involved, there's egos, and that's only the staff. Then you get to the customers.
Hospitality with a big H is what you are trying to achieve here.
Oh, I don't know, there's so many elements to the characteristic of the maitre d' or front of house manager. I think first of all, you've got to be very flexible. Secondly, I think you've got to have nerves of steel. Thirdly, you've got to know how to put a room together and look for diversity within that room, because there's a lot of people in that room who've never eaten in the restaurant before. So you want to make the experience as enjoyable as possible for them as well.
In a big restaurant like Galvina Windows, you've got to have method, you've got to understand how to do it, you've got to be able to have a team that's trained. It's not only you who's giving this hospitality, it's your whole team. So you've got to be able to convey your vision to everybody, and you've got to create this culture, this philosophy. It's kind of the essence, you know, it's all in the air. Everybody knows what they have to do because of that.
Great to work the room up and get it to the level that I want as well, and I want people to be excited about what's going on in the room, you know, and just sort of be a part of it, not just come and have your dinner, take part in what's going on in the restaurant.
And I'm trying to give you an experience where I'm giving you what you want, but you don't have to ask me for it. You know, you come for a business lunch, I've got to give you the space. I don't want to bother you. Coming for a date, I've got to prepare maybe some flowers for you. I've got to do something that's going to make it extra special. And that is a cherry on the cake.
Everyone's got to be taken care of, you know, and to a very high level.
Once everybody understand it, and once everybody understand what you're trying to achieve, and also the values that you stand for. It's about delivering something that's bigger than you. You know, when the waiter is in a situation, he doesn't know what to do, then if you got a set of values that are there, then it doesn't matter whether he knows what to do, you've got a standard, you've got a procedure, you understand what he has to do.
You build that room. I don't know, it's like a little jigsaw puzzle. You put it all together, you see if it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. You might add a punk rocker walkthrough as well. And I like to put them next to a lord or a lady. It makes the room come alive. They all come alive. In the evening, it's like watching fireflies.
What I think is happening, there's a start to the realization that restaurant is not just about food, it's about a balance between the food, between the service, between the hospitality, between the location, because also what it says socially about you, a restaurant, and about how much you enjoy yourself, and all this is a global package. But that has come gradually in this country because there wasn't a culture of food, there wasn't a culture of service and hospitality, and I think that's why it has taken so long. But I think now we are maybe, and I hope, you know, in the right way to make a full circle.
so much more energy here than any other city in Europe, certainly. And I think even more so than New York. I think New York restaurants, yeah, they're all very, very good. But especially when it comes to theatre time, late night, you can't beat London for good post-theatre restaurants. And, you know, and people understand food here. People didn't understand food here, but people do understand food here. It's all around you.
When I was working in a kitchen, I hated my best waiter for about 5 minutes a night. But I hope that people understand that at no point, if I ever found myself at the end of the shift with my head waiter feeling still hurt by something I said, or went home feeling like a fool for giving me his hard work and his loyalty, then I had failed as a chef.
These days, kitchen and front of house tend to work very much together. But through the vast being that about 25 years ago, I would have said it was a bloody nightmare.
There's a relationship of respect, a relationship of, you know, I can't do his job, he can't do my job, and we are each specialised in our own areas.
You can come pre-theatre, post-theatre, middle of the evening. There's a bar you can sit out to and have dinner. A lot of people think, oh, you know, you're just sitting up at the bar, but the bar's got its own personality as well. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities for getting in the door at Sheikis, but people have got to be slightly flexible, simply because we don't have the tables.
If you're trying to get to us, for example, it's better to book 2 or 3 weeks in advance if you want a table at 8 o'clock or 8.30 and you're sure to get it. If you come closer to the time, then it's more difficult.
Quite often we encourage people to call on the day if they can't find the table they're looking for, or walk in. If they're at the theatre or within the area, pop their head around the door. Because at the end of the day, Sheikis is a local restaurant as well.
In a restaurant like ours, it's a big restaurant. If you come at the last minute and you are one of the regulars, for example, you can always get a table. There is always a table in a big restaurant. But if somebody tells you there isn't, it's not true.
Bottom line is this. If you're the sort of person, if I'm with you and you are rude to the waiter, you're dead to me. Okay, we can never be friends. Ever. Ever. That's it. It is an unpardonable sin to be abusive, to take out personal business, or to be rude to your server. I find that unconscionable. You know, I respect anyone who works hard in a restaurant.
What I think has been recognized is that we, you know, people are more discerning. They want more, they expect more. But it's not service, because everybody can pay for service. You go to any kind of places, you got service. But what you're talking about is hospitality. People who do things because they believe in it. People who enjoy what they do and who give you something that you can't pay for it. So I'm going to give you something that you can't pay for, that you can't get with somebody else, because it's me, my heart coming to your heart, and it's us meeting, plus you're eating some fantastic food.
And it's interesting, people's concepts of me, a lot of people think I own the restaurant. Unfortunately, I don't. But a lot of people don't realise that I actually enjoy what I do. You know, a lot of people think, oh, he's there. It's a job. Yes, it's a job, but it's something I really enjoy. I'll probably be doing it until I die, actually.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.